Blog Talk Radio.
I'm coming to you with a teaching on the basics of faith and how to be healed. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 3, there was a person that came to Jesus, and just like a lot of people, they believe that God is able to heal, but they don't know if he's willing to heal, or is he willing to heal everybody. This is what Jesus said. Matthew 8, 3, I will be thou clean. Not one time in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John did Jesus ever tell anybody, it's not my will to heal you, or it's not my timing to heal you. Not one time. But what he did say in Matthew 8, 3, I will be thou clean. In Matthew 8, 17, he says, I took your infirmity. Jesus took our infirmities at the whipping post when they beat him with a cat of nine tails, that you can be healed. Jesus will even heal a sinner, because it's the goodness of God that leadeth man to repentance. Also in Matthew 8:17, it says, I bore your sicknesses. It's not a cross you have to bear. Jesus bore them at Calvary. Jesus bore your sicknesses. In Matthew 9:12 and Exodus 15:26, it says, if you're sick, you need a physician. It's okay to go to doctors. It's okay to take medicine and be in faith. When you take, maybe you're a diabetic, you take insulin, you take that insulin and you make your confession. Christ has redeemed me from diabetes, or by his stripes I were healed of diabetes. Just find some confession in line with the word of God. If you have to take some kind of pills, you know, confess the word of God. Call yourself healed. Call yourself a whole. So if you're sick, you need a physician. In Acts, Luke was a doctor. And then he said, I am the Lord, your physician, your doctor. Well, Jesus is your doctor. And in Matthew chapter 14, verse 14, it says, I am moved with compassion toward the sick, and I heal them. Jesus is moved with compassion toward the sick. Wouldn't you be to a little kid in a cancer hospital dying of leukemia or cancer? Aren't you not moved with compassion too? Don't you want that child healed? Well, Jesus, he's moved with compassion toward the sick, and he said, and I heal them. One of the reasons why people doesn't get healed is because they haven't been taught right concerning healing and the will of God. Number one, you got to understand, he wants to heal you, and it's his will to heal you. You have to understand those things. And then he said, in Matthew 4:23, he said, I heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease, no matter what it is, whether it's AIDS, whether it's cancer, tuberculosis, whatever it may be. The doctor may say, you always have that. There's no cure for that. But I'm here to tell you, there is. Jesus is the cure. He said, I heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew chapter 9, verse 29 says, according to your faith, be it unto you. When you study the Gospels, the four Gospels, you'll find that it was the person's faith that got them healed. We don't receive because God is able to do all things. we receive according to our faith. And Jesus told the woman with the issue of blood, thy faith has made thee whole. Now, this is coming to me, must be from the Holy Spirit, bringing to my remembrance. A lot of people say, yeah, I hear what you're teaching. But I knew someone, a godly lady, and she died of cancer. What about that? Beloved, you do not build your doctrine, your belief, your theology, whether it's God's will to heal, on someone else's experience. You build your belief that it's always God's will to heal on the Word of God. You can't build on someone else's experience. You build on the Word of God. And Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. In Matthew chapter 10, 1, and Luke chapter 9, verse 1, he said, I give you power and authority over all unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Sometimes there is an evil spirit or spirit of infirmity causing the sickness. Not all sickness is a result of a demon spirit. Sometimes through the word of knowledge or discerning of spirits, someone can know from the Holy Spirit there is a demon spirit behind that sickness that's causing that sickness. If that's the case, you deal with the demon. He said, I give you power and authority over all unclean spirits to cast them out. And how do you cast them out? In the name of Jesus. And to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. The disciples, they had that power. And then he said, in Matthew 12, 15 and Hebrews 13, 8, he said, I heal them all. Beloved, forget this idea that he'll heal some and he may not heal you or someone else. It's always God's will to heal because healing is in the atonement. And Matthew chapter 14, verse 36 says, as many as touch me are made perfectly whole. So usually they touch the hem of Jesus' garment of the prayer shawl that he wore, and they were made whole. Notice, it's their faith that made them whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 26 said, healing is the children's bread. It's your right. As a child of God, you got a right not only to be healed, but to live in divine health all the days of your life. Living in divine health all the days of your life is so much better than being sick and getting healed. And in Mark chapter 7, verse 37 says, I do all things well. I make the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. I'm here to tell you, Jesus does all things well, especially in healing. He said, I make the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. In other words, there's nothing impossible. There's not a sickness. There's not a disease too hard for him that he can't heal. He can heal them all. Mark chapter 9, verse 23, Mark 11, 23 and 24 says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Well, if you got sickness, if you can believe, you're the one that does the believing. All things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 11, 24 says, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You need to say, I take my healing. I believe I receive my healing in the name of Jesus. Learn to plead the blood of Jesus against that sickness that's troubling you. Speak the name of Jesus against that sickness that's troubling you. Take authority over it in Jesus' name. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Mark 16, 18 says, when hands are laid on you, you shall recover. Now, it don't take a special evangelist or the fivefold ministry to lay hands on the sick to recover. Any child of God can pray for the sick and they will recover. He said, when hands are laid on you, you shall recover. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 10:27, and Isaiah 61:1 says, my anointing heals the brokenhearted. Maybe what you need is a healing of a broken heart. God will heal your broken heart and deliver the captive, no matter what you're bound by. Maybe you're bound by nicotine. The blood of Jesus can set you free. Recover sight to the blind and set at liberty those that are bruised. Jesus set at liberty all those that are bruised. Heal all those who have need of a healing. All you got to do is come to Jesus. Did you know that every sick person that came to Jesus wanting healed got healed? He turned no one away. He never told one person, it's just not my timing or it's not my will. He never turned anybody away. I heal all those who have need of healing. Luke 9:56 says, I am not come to destroy men's life, but notice, but to save them, you know, to give them eternal life. And when you got eternal life, healing is in the atonement. Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give you authority over all the enemy's power, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You can take authority over that sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. You can speak to that. Speak to that cancer. That's your mountain. You speak to that mountain, and you tell that mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea in the name of Jesus. Speak to that sickness. Speak to that disease. Call yourself well. Call yourself healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Luke 13:16 and 2 Corinthians 6:2 says sickness is satanic bondage, and you ought to be loose today. That's what he told the woman with the spirit of infirmity. Ought not this woman be loosed on the Sabbath day? In other words, you can be loose. You can be healed today. You don't have to wait today. Now, as a matter of fact, in the mind of God, you was healed over 2,000 years ago. Jesus paid the price at the whipping post. All you got to do is receive your healing by faith, what he did. And he said in John chapter 1, verse 4, in me is life. In Jesus is life. John 6:33 and verse 35 says, I am the bread of life. I give you life. Not only give you eternal life, but he will give you a long life and a prosperous life. Job 36:11 says, if they obey and serve me, they'll spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. And John chapter 6, verse 63 says, the words I speak unto you are spirit and life. You need to speak to your body. Speak the promises of the word of God to your body. Start calling your body healed. And say, he renews my youth like the eagle. With long life will he satisfy me and show me his salvation. I'll live in divine health all the days of my life. Start speaking the word of God. John 10:10 says, I am come that you might have life. Well, you're not having a good life if you're sick, and that you might have it more abundantly. He wants you well. He wants you prosperous. He wants you to have a sound mind, have a peaceful mind. John 11:25 said, I am the resurrection and the life. He can cause a dead kidney to come back to life again. He could cause that heart not working good to come back to life again. He can cause that liver not working good to come back to life again. And John 14:14 says, if you ask anything in my name, notice this, I will do it. All you got to do is ask God, heal me. in the name of Jesus. I receive my healing, and you will be healed. Tune in next week for another teaching from the Word of God.